Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking gelato, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesETC.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Time to pick the Issues Etc. blog of the week. There are a lot of blogs out there. We read a lot of them as well. We especially read those that have the Issues Etc. widget. If you want us to be reading your blog, considering it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week, go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote. You'll find there, a little lower on the page, the Issues Etc. widget. You can post it at your blog, and when you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that you did, and we'll start reading your blog and considering it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
I assure our listeners that the blog that I picked this week was by Pastor Brady Finnern, and the fact that he's coming in here Tuesday for a visit to bring beer and pizza had nothing to do with my decision to pick his blog. Didn't taint me whatsoever.
Really?
No.
I can actually attest to that.
No campaign finance reform needed here.
I can attest to that simply because Jeff and I both waited till the very last minute to pick our blogs of the week.
You had to remind me.
Right. And I was sitting here, well, it was probably after we play that Phil music up until 1 minute before we come on the air. And I know the Phil music was over, so it was less
than... My Mac just went dead.
I noticed.
Yeah. You do read yours first.
I will. What was it? Maybe 30 seconds before the show, I finally had picked mine out. And oddly enough, even though I just gave you that spiel about the Issues Etc. widget, I don't think this blog actually has the Issues Etc. widget on it. It's Pastor Matt Harrison's Mercy Journeys blog, The Mercy of Christ in Action Around the World. And he wrote recently about the joy of marriage, and I will leave the joy of reading this entire blog post to you, but I suggest you go there, Mercy Journeys with Pastor Matt Harrison, and read the post. It must be something he wrote someplace else about the joy of marriage. In fact, I think it might be an excerpt from an upcoming book that he's producing on joy, if I'm not mistaken. So a great taste of what's to come soon from Pastor Matt Harrison. And yes, he does not have one of the widgets on his blog, as far as I can tell, but I make exceptions for future presidents of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's the only exception I make when it comes to the widget.
I'm back up and running.
I noticed.
The blog is called Baptismal Life. The blog post is titled, Who is God? Jesus. Jesus is love, therefore we have to ordain gays and lesbians. This is another great statement from the ELCA assembly last week. The argument was being made that since Jesus is love, therefore the loving thing would be to ordain gays and lesbians. If we don't, we are not showing the love of Christ. The question is more what defines the love of Jesus. We know that Jesus loves all people, lame, poor, sinners, prostitutes, gay, murderers, tax collectors, etc. Yet does that mean that Jesus doesn't call for repentance? Does that mean that all should be pastors? Did Jesus tell the woman caught in adultery, go and get your freak on? No, he said, go and sin no more. He gave qualifications to overseers, Titus 3, 1 Timothy 3, and the scriptures constantly tell us of repentance. I would argue that one of the greatest ways to show love is by good order, kind of like showing love to your kids by giving them an orderly life, schedules, clean house, order of events for bedtimes, etc. In the same way, God has instituted his love through an orderly way to have his church function and his children live a godly life. Therefore, should gays and lesbians be loved as children of God? Yes. Should they be ordained because God loves them? No. Lord, have mercy. My pick for blog of the week, Baptismal Life.
And we will have both my pick and Jeff's pick of blog of the week posted under the on-demand section of our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click on demand.